Do you remember that song? There is nothing like a dame, nothing. I won't carry on with it, but Rodgers and Hammerstein, wasn't it? There is nothing like a dame. Well, this morning, Friday morning, 9:40, off to work. A bit late, but I've been working at home. But anyway, I want to bring that song up to date. I want to produce the lyrics for a new song called There Is Nothing Like a Detox. Detox. Yeah, it's day five, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, of my detox. And this is a kind of end of week report. Now, in case you missed the earlier story of the detox, I'm going on a detox for one particular reason. I'm not going on a detox to lose weight. I'm not going on a detox in order to improve my long-term health. I'm going on a detox so that I can, with impunity, if I haven't mixed up that word, with impunity, drink, eat and be merry in December. And that I can drink, you know, moderately as much as I like, and I can scoff as much moderately chocolate as I like, and I can have big hunks of chunky wheat bread. But in November, none of that. No alcohol, no coffee, no tea, no chocolate, no cheese. Oh God, what else? No steak. No lamb, no. Yeah, I can have a partridge, I can have pheasant, I can have. I nearly said peacock, but I can eat fowl. But anyway, enough about that. But this is the second in an occasional series during the month of November, during which I will report back on the effects that this detox is having on me. Well, I mean, just to start at the beginning, this morning I obviously haven't taken my tablets. I'm just so buzzed up. But, and truth, I am actually feeling very well this morning, but it's a super fine day and the sun is shining and, you know, it's an exciting day as well. There's something on the horizon at work which has me on edge and excited, so I'm probably a bit nervous. But the other point about it is that Monday was a doddle, right? Monday was easy. I kept off everything, but no reaction whatsoever. Tuesday was awful. I very nearly said Tuesday was a bitch, but then I realized that, you know, as a non-sexist, I'm not going to bring those kind of words into it. But anyway, the point about it is that on Tuesday I had a headache all day. And I spent the day at home, not because of that so much as I had a prior plan to do something which involved accounting for 2012. But the point is that I felt awful all day, and I've already described that in an earlier boo in this series. Wednesday was even worse. In fact, Wednesday was one of the worst days I can remember ever having at work. The headache would be bad enough, and you know, you'd think me a real softy if I said that having a headache at work was the worst day I had at work. No, it was actually that I had nausea. I continuously felt I was going to throw up. And for 3.5 hours, life was horrendous. I drank, the only thing I could do really was drink a lot of water. I drank a lot of water in the second half of the day. Actually, the headache simmered down or you know, gradually went away, and the nausea stopped, and you know, I was okay. That was Wednesday. Thursday, yesterday, I had neither nausea nor a headache, although I did actually feel that the headache was, you know, somewhere in the background, in behind a curtain, going to come out. But you know, that was fine. No trace of nausea whatsoever. No hint or no feeling or no suspicion or fear of it. And this morning, now it is early in terms of the detox, because I have found before that it's about, certainly it's between 9 and 10 in the day that, you know, the chickens come home to roost, and you know, whatever adrenaline you picked up from the morning, getting out of bed and, you know, excitement from the day had kind of worn off. And you know, so by about 9:30 I was pretty bit ropey every other day, but today I'm okay. Let's pursue the metaphor, a bit cock-a-hoop. I'm
you know, I've also had a shower, which is probably, you know, I have to be careful. What can I credit the detox with, and what can I credit other things with? Well, you know, having a shower and gelling up my hair and shaving makes me certainly feel, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as an old girlfriend of mine, or would have from about, oh God, embarrassingly long ago, would have used often said, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know whether that comes from County Down in Northern Ireland, but that's where she came from. Anyway, the whole thing about this morning is really to give you a flavour of day five of the detox. And there's really nothing I can say except that, you know, I'm persisting. I've not had the slightest temptation to give up. Even at the worst, and this was the good thing, even at the very worst time, when I would have expected to have felt the impulse to give up last Wednesday morning, I didn't feel the impulse to give up. I felt the impulse of, you know, the only way through the wall is to go through the wall. But the truth is that I'm greatly helped by having done a detox a few years ago. And, you know, I kind of knew, it was totally predictable, that the first 3 or 4 days would be, you know, a trial, you know. And, you know, if it had been my first ever detox, I'm not at all sure that I wouldn't have given up on Wednesday morning, because life didn't feel that much like worth living, in a state of nausea which wasn't able to be relieved in any way. So at least, you know, the other thing to say is that one other thing that happened during the week is that in response to somebody to some very kind person on Twitter who said to me, gave me various bits of very good advice and said, look, if all else fails, you know, take a painkiller. Although they weren't her exact words, but that was the words that I, the sense I made of her words. I then decided on the spot, I'm also detoxing of painkillers during the month of November. Okay, Paul O'Mahony, on trial, testing, detox on behalf of everybody else. Have a really nice Friday, and remember, of course, that it's Poets Day, and Poets Day stands for something I might put in the notes, actually, rather than say out loud on audio, because I don't want to give your children any bad example in case they're listening. Okay, Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio, and thanks ever so much for listening, and have a good weekend too. Bye.